Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. It's the Friday ride home, and we're unveiling a brand new weekly feature to the show, which I'm super excited about. We're calling it the Outdoors Outlook. It's presented by Nanticoke Outfitters, Delmarva's premier outfitter, providing guided hunts and charter boat fishing. And we figured, who better to tell you what's coming up outdoors than Captain Dave from Nanticoke Outfitters. Dave, welcome to the ride home, and I can't wait to hear what's in store this weekend.
Hey, Gary, thank you. It's good to be here, and I'm excited to share our first report. So my name is David Fletcher, and I'm the owner, guide, and captain at Nanticoke Outfitters. So happy Friday, everybody. Let's talk a bit about fishing first. The water temps across the region have finally hit the 50-degree mark, and as the yellow perch are slowing down, the white perch are running well. They're running well on the Wicomico and Nanticoke Rivers, as well as the Delaware Bay and the Tidal Rivers from Augustine Beach to Woodland Beach. Jig heads and shed darts tipped with minnows or bloodworms seem to be the most popular bait right now. In Ocean City and on the coast, tautog fishing has been good, depending on the wind. We've had some very difficult winds lately, but the wrecks and the artificial reefs have provided excellent tautog fishing. The primary bait being used is green crabs. Lastly, the first flounder was caught recently in Assawoman, so expect that to start picking up now that the water temps are north of 50 degrees. A good friend of mine at Why Not Charters down in Chicoutimi has been consistently hammering the flounder down there. Now let's talk about hunting for a moment. In Delaware, turkey season starts tomorrow, so I know there's a lot of guys excited about that and really pumped up to get back in the woods. The youth hunt was last weekend, and I know a number of birds were harvested, so it's already looking like this year's turkey numbers could be better than last year's. In Maryland, the youth hunt is the weekend of April 15th and 16th, both Saturday and Sunday, with the regular season starting on April 18th. So we're still a little over a week away. Now, let's touch on some outdoor events that are coming up. April 14th through the 16th, we have the Bay Bridge Boat Show. That's being held at the Bay Bridge Marina in Stevensville, Maryland. On April 22nd, we have the Delmarva Sports Network Outdoors Expo, which is being held at the fairgrounds in Harrington from 10 to 4. I'll be there. Nanticoke Outfitters will have a booth set up, and we'll be there booking fishing trips and hunts. So please stop by and say hello. Well, Gary, that's it for today's report, and I appreciate the listeners following along. And as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.
Captain Dave, I love it, and I'll look forward to catching up with you each and every Friday. You mentioned booking a fishing trip or a tour. What's the easiest way for somebody to do that through Nanticoke Outfitters?
Yeah, I tell you, the easiest way would be to go to the website, nanticokeoutfitters.com. There's a form there. They can fill out the form, and myself or someone here in the office, we'll get right back to them, and we'll get them all set up.
That's awesome, and I'll post that link right on our Facebook page. You can also find it at coastcountry.com. That's your Outdoors Outlook every Friday here on the ride home on Coast Country 103.9.